The major yesoid is the yesoid of empowerment, which is a person to realize that Piasetzna told us, we're still in the Akdama, and we're up to page Yutes, that every person is his own mechanech. He's his own mechanech. It's his job. It is your job to make you into someone special. It's your job to mature. It's no one else's job. It's no one else's responsibility. People are happy to pitch in and help. We'd love to help. But it's not our job. It's not our job to get you up in the morning. It's not our job to get you to shul. It's your job. It's your job to make yourself function. It's no one else's job. So for sure, other people are willing to help, but realize it's your responsibility. This is a major yesoid. It is a change game and a game changer in a person's mind if a person realizes that I am responsible for myself. I have to take responsibility for myself. That might be very hard and overwhelming for certain people because I don't know how to do that. I don't know what to do. Okay, so reach out and offer, get some help. It's okay to get help. Everyone needs help. Even all of the greatest golfers, they have the guy that stands next to him, what's he called? The caddy. Now, the caddy's supposed to give him some advice or some encouragement or some whatever. Even the greatest golfers have caddies. Everyone's got to have a caddy. Everyone's got to have someone. Even the greatest pitchers have pitching coaches. Even the greatest singers have voice trainers. Even when they're still great. Because everyone always, Hashem created us that way. Even the biggest Rabbanim, I was telling you last week about Reb David. How Reb David used to go weekly to Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman to get advice. Even the greatest, biggest people need to have people to go to get advice from. For sure, when we're whippersnappers, the irony is that when we're young, those are the ones that ask the least advice. They know the best. I want to do it myself. My children, my grandchildren, everything myself. I want to do it myself. Everyone, when we're young, we want to do everything ourselves. When we're older, we get like a little bit more wise, and we realize we have to ask for advice. But when we're young, also, we should realize we should not try to do it ourselves. And we should realize there are people that care about us, that want to help us. There's a famous quote from a famous author named Twain. I know nowadays reading is not so popular anymore, but he wrote some, he was a famous author. He wrote about the Jews, he wrote about Israel, different types of things. Anyway, Twain writes the following thing. He wrote that when I was younger, my father was the dumbest man in the world. And it's amazing how much the old man learned when I grew older. Which, what he means to say is, when I was young, I thought my father was wrong about this, wrong about that, he's wrong about everything. When I got older, I realized, maybe he's not so stupid. So, there are people here that have experience. There's people that care about you. They want to help you. Reach out to them for help, but realize that this is your life. This is your future. Your issue. It is your responsibility, and it's your problem. No one else's. The harbe narviach. This is up to your tests. We will gain tremendously. Kishenoirehu kein. When we give him this instruction, we teach him this idea. We teach someone that it's his life. Righteous. Kasher yisgadel b'deyazu. First of all, when a person, he matures with this understanding. Lo yira es aviv umelamdoi la'aretz umayshel zar. He will not see his father, his Rebbe, as some sort of tyrant that's trying to control him. Dictator, shiroitza limshol boy, that wants to take control of his life. Ke'choyv hu al atzmoy. Because he understands that this is his own responsibility. Uba atzmoy. Ba'anoich yishaloi. Uba yeshus. Sheikhtim is gadabo. And he himself, with his own individuality and with his own identity, that's premature. Moishul machanech es atzmoi. Ula avu malandoi tzarechu oid lahakir toiva. You realize, oh my goodness, I can't do this by myself. Thank you so much for your help. Ala she'oizrim heim loy. Umekilim loy es avidoso. They're just trying to make his job easier. It's his job. Just trying to make the job easier. Oid zois narviach. So first of all, hopefully he'll appreciate the assistance, the advice. He'll appreciate the fact that his rebbeim and his parents are trying to help him, to carry the burden with him. Because when we have the lads, the youth, that they haven't yet drifted so far from us, They have not become our enemies. They've just been lazy. They've been ignoring their avoidas hakodesh. Machmas atzlus, because they're lazy. Vizrashlus bilvad, just because they're just not fulfilling their quota. They're just basically lazy. Slashlus, another form of lackadaisical, is actually the word. Gamkein, those people also, yisoyru v'yischazku. Realize this, and we'll see it as it plays out in yeshiva. They'll be misoyru, they'll be awakened. Vizchazku, they'll be strong. Lavad is avodosam. To do the avodah of Hashem, ki gemara imeres, kedera de beishutfi lechamimo lekarira. If there is a pot that belongs to partners, it's never too hot and it's never too cold. Lechamimo lekarira. It's never. There's a saying in English similar. Too many cooks spoil the broth. Because you don't read so much anymore. So, or maybe you do know that quote. But anyway. If there's a pot that belongs to partners, it's never going to be hot or cold. This is the nature of man. He's got someone else to rely on. Said he's going to be lazy, he'll rely on someone else. I know that during this pandemic, so there have been all these backyard minyanim, and my brother, Zosan Gazunt, has a minyan in his backyard, and he's always extremely tight on a minion, so that everyone there knows they can't miss, because if they miss, there won't be a minion. So they know they can't miss, so they come. But their attendance to minion is considerably better than it was otherwise. During when we had the yeshiva, I called it the home yeshiva, they called it
headquarters.
So in headquarters, everyone got up every single day for a minyan. Max, Nachon? Nachon. Because we needed them for a minyan. Everyone had to be there for a minyan. We basically had 10, 11 people. That's all it was. I don't remember the exact number. Was it 10? Yeah, whatever. We managed the minyan. Whether it was with the people that were staying there or not. Everyone showed up every day. Why? Because I know you need me here. So it wasn't, they didn't miss. So for that reason, when a person realizes that, yes, someone else will do it. Once you have someone else do it, so then there's the joke they have about a town where they had exactly 10 mispalim in the town. And every day they were always nervous they weren't going to have a minion. Finally, an 11th person moved into town, Baruch Hashem, everyone's like, Baruch Hashem, now we know for sure we'll have a minion. The next day, only 6 people showed up, right? Because the other guy's going to show them. Today's going to be my day off, right? So if you think you got someone else to rely on, so he's going to wake me up. The Rashiva's going to wake me up, right? He's going to come back me in the morning. I don't have to wake up. I don't have to set an alarm. I have to get out of bed. You know, he's going to wake me up. He's going to schlep me out of bed. He might even throw me into the base medrash. I don't got to do anything. I just have to wait there and just wait for him to come and just do everything he does. Not anymore. Now it's your job. Because it is your job. It's not my job. It's not my job even to be a rabbi or to be a teacher. It's not my job. I'm happy to help. I'm a volunteer. Okay? In Tarti Mashma. I'm a volunteer. I'm just here to help. It's your job to get yourself out of bed. It's your job. You got to realize that. And a person takes responsibility for himself. Other people, he wants other people to help him. They're happy to help. But as long as a person doesn't feel that he's responsible, so then he'll never do it. But the moment you put someone in a situation of sink or swim, a lot of people end up swimming. True, some people sink. But a person has to feel the responsibility and realize that this is your life. And if you don't take a hold of the reins, so then it's just not going to happen. Because no one else can do it. You can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink. It's the same thing. So there's a lot of people who you see that they're not really doing much because they're kind of like, they're just being pushed along the whole way. And there's a point in time where you got to just stop pushing. Stop pushing. And it's his job. Let him do it himself. And if he won't do it himself, so then it'll never happen. And then a person gets the strength, because a person, you know, if he realizes he needs to, there's a saying, necessity is the mother of invention. My father is Zayn Gesund. Say that all the time. Necessity is the mother of invention. You need to, you make it happen. So a person, you know, needs to get up. A lot of times, you know, when he started this man, so people, it seems to be like a process from when you're woken up to when you actually make your way into the base medrash. For some people, that process can take up to 2.5 hours. For other people, the process takes 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Somehow, during incentives, the process, like, someone's like, oh, I woke up, and it was like 4 minutes, and I read it. It's like, how did that happen? All of a sudden, the process disappeared. What happened? Necessity is the mother of invention. If you need to make it happen, you make it happen. You need to make it happen, it'll happen. There's so many things that we're capable of doing, but we don't feel responsible to do them. But we can. So if a person understands his own responsibility, so then he will become, instead of being lazy, and he understands if he has no one else to be Saimachan. Chein Hanar, Avim Eino Misarev, even if he's not saying no. He comes to yeshiva and he wants to learn and he wants to daven, and he's not fighting. Misrashahu, but he's lazy. Inspire me. It's your job to get me a good chavrusa. It's your job to get me a shir that's exactly the way that I want it to be. It's your job to make sure that everything is like, you know, that there's the air conditioning is on just right, and everything. It's all, and everyone else's problem. He doesn't do anything. This is Meshrashel. He's lazy. Bechoshvoy she'aviv umalamdoy yasu ba'adoy es koil. They'll do everything for him. And when he realizes, Lodas, Shehachoiv Olav, it's not my job. But rather it's the boy's job himself, it's your job to do it. Rakhu be'atzmoy ha-madrich v'ha-mechanech. You are your own mechanech. You're your own madrich, your own guide. Yis'ametz. He'll dig in a little deeper. V'lo yisrashel. And he won't be lazy. You know, for 14 years, I have been the sole fundraiser for Yeshiva Deres HaTorah. 14 years. And there are times when Rebbeim have volunteered to fundraise. And guess how much money has been raised from volunteer fundraisers up until now? Zero. Because fundraising is not fun. And if you don't have to do it, someone else is going to do it. So then you're not going to do it. Because it's my job. And now we're coming to a realization that this is not my job. It's not my job. This whole thing is not my job. I'm happy to help. You guys want me to help? I'm here. It's your job. This yeshiva is yours. You're the ones that are getting the education here. You're the mechanchim here. I'm just an assistant. So right now we're giving you an opportunity to build your yeshiva. If you don't do it, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And this is something that this yeshiva needs. This is not something which we would like. This is not so, you know, that we could get, you know, an extra elevator, which would be nice to go up the extra, you know, the stairs, or so that we could, you know, enjoy some, you know, some extra cake. This is, the yeshiva needs this to survive. We are turning to you for you to realize this is your responsibility to yourselves. And Beis Hashem, we can do this together. And I'm happy to be here and to be a part of it. But in reality, it's really on you. And Beis Hashem, I'm confident that boys here, there's a lot of good energy, and boys here are excited about making this successful. And this is all part of the recognition that this is my, I can't just sit back and just, you know, allow everyone else to take care of things. I have to start being proactive. I have to take the reins. I have to realize that I'm going to take control of my life. I'm going to do this. So the Rebbe continues and says, Avol b'dvarim elu bilvad lo yotzanu oid yidei choy v'seinu. With these words, we have not been yotzer or choyva. Ki afim nachtor el atzmus yeshuas seichel anar. Even if we dig deep, nachtor is to dig. El atzmus, to get down to the very essence. Yeshuas of the individuality, of the seichel, of the intellect of the nar. Al yidei shenaskileu, that will understand him. And shebedaito yavin, will make him, enlighten him until he understands. Ki achrayis al atzmoy, ubedas atzmoy, yirtze el eschazik. And on his own, he's going to want to get stronger. V'la avoid, and he wants to serve Hashem b'avoid as HaKodesh. Mikol mokoyim, haloy amarnu, sheloy bilvad sichloy. Not only his mind, rakam yeshis hargoshoysov, his emotions, his spiluyoysov, and the things that he is amazed by, he's excited by. Af hislavuyoysov, the things that get him excited. Miskadmos, Lot says, Koidem zmanam, liyos liishatzmi, they come out prematurely. A person's likes, the things that he likes, the things that a person feels drawn to, that he identifies with, all of these come out prematurely nowadays. Lihisragesh, where he starts to feel, ulihislaiv, miyoyfi hameduma, from this, the false beauty, the externals, shall shtusei ha'olam, of all the foolishness of this world. Kibotei ha'tiatrois, like the theaters. V'chein mimine hoilelis, and all different types of empty parties. V'hefkeres ha'olam. V'im loy naktim anu, lo'oyeres nafshai. If we don't start early, and we start and we don't inspire him, shetisragesh, that he should get emotionally connected, mikol mitzvah, from his Yiddishkeit, from his ruchnius, from his mitzvahs, lispoil min ha-Torah, and he should not be amazed by the Torah of the Or Hashem. If we don't do that, Salah Nifal Ma'uma will accomplish nothing. Chas v'shalom. Ki afim besich lo yovin, shechoy v'lo v'chanach esatzmai. Even if he knows in his mind, he knows it's his job, he knows it's his responsibility, that he has to educate himself. Mikomokom hargoshoysov, chukoysov, yisireu min derech atoiv. They're going to take him, they're going to make him straight from the good path. There is no idiot in this yeshiva. There is not one idiot in this yeshiva that doesn't realize that the type of music that a person listens to is destructive and is damaging to his neshama and will not allow him to get to where he wants to get to, where his mind told him to get to, where he came to Eretz Yisrael for the purpose of getting there. There is not one imbecile in this yeshiva that doesn't realize that. But people struggle. Because when I was too young, I created an emotional connection with something that I know is not good for me. But now what am I supposed to do? My heart desires this, my mind's telling me it's wrong, and I'm stuck. So what did we accomplish? So we've created friction and tension, and now people have anxiety because they feel like they're frustrated. It would be so beautiful for people to be able to build a beautiful, healthy relationship with such sweet and such inspiring and beautiful Yiddish music. Such beautiful music. So, and we all understand that it's possible. There are people that know music well. They're mumchas in music. And they like Jewish music. They're mumchas in music. You know, we think that, well, Jewish music is not good. This is all excuses. There's people that are big, big mumchas in music. They know music very, very well. And they love Jewish music. Jewish music is calming. Jewish music is uplifting. Jewish music has meaning and purpose. And then, but our problem is we have created unhealthy attachments and relationships with music that is not healthy for us. I don't remember when I saw this, but I saw once someone was interviewing a homeless person, and he was very, very addicted to his heroin. And I don't know if you ever seen addicts. Probably you have. They look horrible. I mean, it looks like everything about them is horrible. Their teeth are horrible. They look horrific. And the interviewer said to him, he said, if you could change one thing in your life, what would you change? He said, I would have never introduced drugs to my life. So the interviewer says, so why don't you stop? I can't stop. I love it too much. I can't stop. It's destroyed his life. He's a homeless wreck. He can't stop. This is what we're doing to ourselves. We know this is not good for us. We know this is toxic for our neshama. Everyone knows there are things that we're doing. And music is just one example. It's a big example. It's one example. It's toxic for our neshama. So what are we doing? The answer is that we've established unhealthy relationships when we're young, and we have a hard time pulling away. And says the Piyasetzna, so then what do we accomplish? What are we doing? We're coming to yeshiva, we want a shtag, and here we are, but we're stuck. So where are we getting? Where are we going? Lo nifo me'uma chas v'shalom. We will accomplish nothing. Ki af im besichlo yovin, sh'achoy v'lov l'chanech es atzmoy. He can know everything in his mind. He's got it all figured out in his head. Mikol mokom hargashoisav, shukoisav, yisireum and derech hatoiva. His heart, his feelings, his desires, the things that he's already built, his associations, his relationships, will veer him away from the right path. El derech sha'af ba'atzmoy mevin sherahu. He himself knows his bad. He himself knows his wrong. Ki ha'im ein roiv ha'poishim mevinim ba'atzmom. Do not most of the sinners know on their own? She'bitchilosim es maseim sheroim hei. Don't most people know what they're doing is wrong? They do. They know they're doing is wrong. Mikol mokoyim hargoshas tavoseim. But still, because they have this haragosha, they have this feeling, their taivas, misgaberes aldaitom, overpowers what they know is right. Lahapilom leber shachas. And it throws them down to bear shachas, to emptiness. So great. So we're going to empower our youth. We're going to tell them that it's their job. But when they have such strong affinities, such strong associations with things that are unhealthy for them, then even the knowledge of what we're supposed to do or that it's our obligation, we're not going to get anywhere. This is what Chassidus is about. Shelo yistapek ha'ish b'sichloi. It's not enough for a person to know in his mind levad asher koveya b'avoida. What's supposed to do? If all he is connected emotionally, intellectually to something, that's not going to last. He should know exactly, clear as a bell in his mind. He has to serve Hashem with everything, with his thoughts, with his speech, with his actions. Liboy v'chol gufoy rechoykim, but his heart is not in it, and his body is not there. They're so far, the farthest place, the farthest distance in the world is from the mind to the heart. Sometimes it's so far away. V'eskol nafsho v'chiyas gufoy tzorachu lekasher, says Chassidus. Chassidus doesn't mean Baal Shem necessarily. The Vilna Goyin was called Goyin mi Vilna, a Chosid mi Vilna. His entire body, a person has to connect. Tzarech lachdar el nafshoi la'aloisoi ula'oiroi shetislaim b'chol mitzvah b'toyru b'tvila. He should get excited about his mitzvah and his toyrus. He should get excited about his avodas Hashem. He should get excited about his davening. We have to get our emotional connection has to be there. Tis aneg be'oineg ruchni. He should enjoy, have a spiritual pleasure. Davening is something that a person can enjoy. There was a bacher once, years and years ago, in yeshiva, that he was. Someone came in the room, was it me, was the other rabbeim, and said, it's time to daven. He said, Rabbi, pray is a four-letter word. Which means, I hate davening. We have to try to learn how to enjoy our avodas Hashem. We have to channel our energies. It's not enough for us to say, okay, I'm checking it off, I'm doing what I have to do. Find a gishmak in what we're doing. Tismach ba, be happy with it. Kishemiskasher gamas nafshoy, afchiyus gufoy, az chutz mizeh sha mitzvahs v'avodas ha'oseh. Yoiser Elias, aside from the fact that mitzvahs you can do are better mitzvahs. About if you do a mitzvah, simcha is a better mitzvah. But more than that, the Yoiser Kadosh is oitzois. But tuachu Yoiser, sheyuchol lamoid neged Yitzroi. If a person loves to daven, when he leaves yeshiva, so then for sure he's going to make sure to daven. I love davening. I look forward to davening. Davening is my time of the day when I could just unburden myself to Hashem. Davening is the time of the day when I can stop from all the craziness in my life and just have a few moments of sanity. Davening is a beautiful time when I feel like I connect with Hashem. Davening is such a highlight. It's a highlight of my day. So how would a person ever think about chapping a davening or whatever, or running through that? If a person learns to enjoy something, it becomes a part of him. Becomes a part of who he is. I know myself, we're learning, we have a small chabur in Ezra Snasri, we're learning halacha seder. It's so enjoyable to know what you're supposed to be doing. To know the halachas of how you're supposed to wrap your tefillin, where you're supposed to put your tefillin, when you put your tefillin on, when you take them off. Instead of walking around feeling a little bit of a bozo and I don't even know what I'm supposed to do what, and I'm like, the knowledge is such power. It's so exciting to have a halacha seder. I don't want to stop halacha seder. I'm so excited about this. I get to know what's going on. And I'll be honest, there are things that are there that I don't necessarily know perfectly. But in general, halacha is so exciting to be able to know halacha. And if a person has that type of, a person's able to create that type of connection with his avodas Hashem, it stays with him forever. I'll end with a chassam sefer, an amazing chassam sefer. Chassam sefer says, Lasid Lovay, people are going to be so many people are going to want to learn Torah, that the stadiums are going to be filled with people learning Torah. The stadiums. Gemara says. It's a Gemara. Also the teatrois, the theaters, the stadiums are going to be filled with people learning Torah. In fact, the Chassam Sefer, where they can't build another, what do they have? What do they have to go to stadiums for? They can't build another base medrash? They build another base medrash. What does that have to, has to be in the stadiums? Chassam Sefer says the pshat like this. He says, people get to a stadium, people are cheering, people are excited, there's energy, there's excitement, there's stuff going on, right? Lesson love, all of that energy is going to be channeled towards a person's learning. I want to tell you something. There was an amazing competition that happened. There was Reb Chia and Reb Sheshes. It was Halach Chayiv, Halach Pater. It was so cool. It was the first he said that it was like ton of tuna, and then he answered back. It was so exciting, and it was, by the way, it was like a nail biter. It was like down to the last minute, and then he threw a Hail Mary and he said, "Wait a second, that's the Cain Deraisa ticket." Oh man, I can't believe it. Score! Yes. No, Reb Sheshes said back. It was like, it's so exciting what's going on in the Gemara. Now, if we're already in love with Mario Lemieux, sorry for being old, or Stanley Cosby, or what's his name? Sydney. Sorry. Or whoever else you're in love with. You don't have room in your heart for a Bchina Rav Sheshes. You don't have room in your heart. Make room in your heart. Get excited about your learning. Get excited about this. There's an Achlokes Rashi and Tosfos going on over here. These are like, you know, I wouldn't call them arch rivals, but you know, it's that type of thing. These are Machlokes, they're going head to head. Rashi and Tosfos. It's happening tomorrow, my friends, here in the Beis Medrash. And when it's that type of exciting thing, we pregame at like 9:15. We're in the base getting ready. You know what I'm saying? We're getting ready for the. It's gonna be epic. Tomorrow morning is gonna be epic. At least by us, Slon Dinrim is gonna be wild. Lusid Lovoy, we're gonna feel that energy in the base matters. All that energy that's being wasted out there on the stadiums, it's a waste because it goes to nothing. You can channel that energy, and imagine if you'd be so excited about your learning that way. Imagine how great you would feel about yourself. And you can. No one else is going to do it unless you make the move. Beis Hashem will continue.